are you 100% sure Spagnuolo is going to be the defensive coordinator for this team until he doesn't want to coach anymore? Or now do you think that there's a chance he might go somewhere else?
Well, I actually had never thought he was going to be the DC for the rest of his quote-unquote coaching career. So for me, it's not a shock that he wouldn't take another step to try to be another head coach because, yeah, it failed. But look at what D'Amico Ryans is doing.
Right.
I mean, he's doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I always thought wouldn't happen would be he would leave the Chiefs to take another defensive coordinator job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to happen. I would see him trying to take a step to go to a head coach, but I don't see him going from a DC to a DC like what was people were saying that San Francisco was trying to do after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see him taking a head coaching job, but I don't see him taking another defensive coordinator job.
And this quote inside the Arrowhead Pride article, you can find that at arrowheadpride.com. Great people over there. Obviously, they do a lot of work with this show, with Pete Sweeney, Ron Kopp Jr., a lot of good content. And they put this tweet in there from, I believe the way you say this name, guy's name is Nick Wagoner. W-A-G-O-N-E-R, Wagoner. I believe that's how you say it. He said he asked Coach Andy Reid how close he thought it was for defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo leaving for another D.C. job, including San Francisco. His response was, quote, he was on the last year of his deal, and so I think his dream was to become a head coach and still is. Hopefully he has that opportunity next year to do that. So it didn't work out that way, so we just jumped on it, knowing that teams are going to be coming after him. Quote, there were a couple of teams that came after him. I wasn't asking questions. I was trying to get it done. Look, outside of, I don't know, what do you want to suggest? That maybe he was the second runner for MVP of this team this past year? Maybe you could look at the quarterback. Maybe you could look at L'Jarius Sneed as an MVP of this team last year. I'm sure Chris Jones' name would be up there in the MVP of this team last year. But Steve Spagnuolo, there's no doubt in my mind the way that he is able to adjust, the way that he is able to keep things going, and the way that he has been a good defensive coordinator for this team, I don't think that there's really an opportunity for Steve Spagnuolo to leave unless, of course, the situation is damn near perfect. Everything is developed. He gets to be head coach slash defensive coordinator. And again, sometimes winning comes at a cost. Sometimes when you do something very well for very long and you've accepted what you've done, you've then decided to tell yourself, maybe I'll branch out and try something different. I'll try this head coaching gig again. At first, I didn't think Spags would ever want to do that. I thought he would just like the way he is here. But again, I wouldn't hate a guy for winning a three-peat with the Kansas City Chiefs and being like, you know what? I've done what I need to do here. Now it's time for me to take my talents and go somewhere else and try to develop something else, because I think that desire is always there. I think that if you get the opportunity to be the head honcho and to kind of implicate your strategic strategies towards something, then maybe, possibly, you could then build your own empire. Now, age is always a question for guys that are in that sort of level of their career and how much they actually want to do that. But again, Spagnuolo has, again, Arrowhead Pride says, maintained that he would like another shot at becoming an NFL coach. His only three-year stint at the position was with the St. Louis Rams from 09 to 11. One thing is certain, Spags is back, though, on the league's radar, but he's with Kansas City for one more year. But I'm going to tell you this. At the end of the year, I didn't think he was going anywhere. I didn't think he was going to change teams. I thought he would be a Chief for life. I thought he'd stick with it throughout the entire time with Andy Reid. I'm kind of thinking there's a chance. There is maybe a chance that maybe Spags is a head coach sometime soon in the next couple of years for another team.
Yeah, but I would say this. Like you said, the one concern you would have with Spags is his age. You don't want a young quarterback that you think is going to be your franchise quarterback and then have Spags come in, because then you ain't going to have the head coach QB kind of connection, right, like all the time, because he's going to leave. So I think if he takes over a job, it's going to be for like a veteran team with a veteran quarterback that has to win now.
Right. Like the Atlanta Falcons. I'm just kidding.
Ooh.
Boy, that'd have been a job. I really think the Atlanta Falcons are going to be good next year.
Yeah. Well, think about it. The South ain't that. The NFC South isn't that deep.
No. Saints. They're okay. Carolina.
Who's your quarterback again?
Derek Carr.
Yep.
Carolina,
I keep thinking Jameis.
Carolina. No, Jameis is with the Browns, I believe.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Gosh, Jameis Winston, the way that season ended, which is classic. Oh, that was classic.
When he didn't take the knee.
Yeah, they lined up in the victory formation and then ran it up the middle to score a touchdown. And then Arthur Blank's final, his final, you know, encounter was, oh, I'm mad, I'm upset. And then the reporter was like, Jameis, you don't have to play those guys twice a year. We already played them twice a year. And now he's not on the Saints, so Jameis wins once again.